talking sports right up underneath the sun's fear. He got hot takes, Cody McClure, John Reed on the farm, walk around in manure. Hey, Fox Sports Knoxville, 865. This is Talk Sports and we about to go live. Fox Sports Knoxville, 865. This is Talk Sports and we about to go live. Billy, cut the mic off. You wasn't sick, you just wanna take some time off.
The Fan Run Studio. Missing the first 2 hours. Check out part of Hour 1's podcast, Hour 2. And, yeah, that'll be on FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Protected by 245 Tech. 43% of business. Wait. God, so stupid sometimes. 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small to mid-sized businesses. 245 Tech SWAT will help protect you. 245Tech.com. Cody, I did get at least one person. Steven. Steven DMs me saying he is here for Cody's picks. So you got a fan. There are people wanting to hear your picks. And I said, well, buddy, Gonzaga goes down in round two. You heard it here first.
Would you like to hear my final four?
Not right now. Save something. Tease them along a little bit.
All right.
Just give me some hour three headlines instead. Please.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
I told you about Robert Kraft an hour ago, precisely 1 hour ago. We talked about the Robert Kraft plea deal and how he could get off, again, with no charges in this deal, right? Mm-hmm. If he simply agreed to plea that he would be found guilty.
Yep.
Robert Kraft says no thanks.
Wow.
Robert Kraft will not accept a plea deal offered by Florida prosecutors in the case against him and the other men accused of soliciting prostitution at the Florida Day Spa. A source familiar with the case told CNN an hour ago, maybe. Prosecutors offered to drop the misdemeanor charges against Kraft, as I told you, if on an admission that they would be found guilty should the case go to trial. But this source tells CNN, Bob Kraft said, no thanks. He's not accepting your plea deal.
Is that surprising?
I guess he thinks he can just completely just get, you know, I'm not admitting anything.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Seems kind of risky.
I mean.
Is it risky?
I don't know. He's only facing a misdemeanor, so I don't think.
Yeah.
Even if he has to go to the trial or whatever the hell's going to happen here, like there's going to be a big. Maybe that's it. Maybe if I was really rich, I would just wrap myself up in litigation all the time. Oh, yeah? All right, buddy. You think so? I'll see your ass in court.
get you some of this.
I'll see your ass in court. How does that sound?
Yeah.
You want a piece of me? Lawyered up.
I've got Robert Kardashian on my side.
R.I.P. Lawyered up.
Who were the guys that got OJ off? It was Kardashian and was another guy named Robert, wasn't it?
I mean. It was Cochran, Kardashian.
Yeah,
and
Johnny
then,
Cochran, that's right.
And then there was one guy who quit. There was another big lawyer who didn't quit but really stepped down. What was his name?
Talk about some good lawyers.
I mean, they call it the dream team. Like, he had the dream team.
Yeah.
I only knew about Cochran because of South Park.
Shapiro. Robert Shapiro was the other one. Yeah,
I knew it was Robert. Another Robert. I don't know how I forgot Johnny Cochran, but
yeah,
anyway.
Johnny Cochran got all the credit.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a black man leading the charge because I mean they made that case about race and wouldn't have fit as good with the white lawyer, you know.
Helped bring the Kardashian name to prominence as well.
Sort of, kind of. Yet, I mean, they still weren't famous until the sex tape. Ray J did just as much for the name as.
But they were famous enough
that it mattered.
Kim could hook up with. Yeah. And they had Bruce Jenner back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, he was an Olympian. So.
Yeah.
Before, you know.
Sure. Before he became Caitlyn.
Right. Has he actually had a sex change or is he.
I don't know.
Not sure.
It's been a while since.
I am kind of curious.
It's been a while since we've really talked about Caitlyn Jenner. Like, I mean, just kind of.
I do wonder if she's gone completely through with
away
with the whole thing. Chad Kelly will avoid prison time.
Wasn't Bruce facing like a vehicular manslaughter and then all kinds of
vehicular woman slaughter? Let's get it right.
I mean, I think he killed it. I mean, Oh, okay. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, South Park made fun of that for a long time.
And then the sex
Let's go
change.
For a drive and just run over everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Chad Kelly, my guy.
Yeah.
He's going to avoid prison time after accepting a plea deal. So unlike Robert Kraft, Chad Kelly will accept his plea deal. The Broncos quarterback today reached an agreement with prosecutors in which he pleads guilty to misdemeanor second-degree trespassing, a conclusion to his arrest last October that torpedoed his once-promising NFL career.
I have made my first picks in my bracket. I have Duke and UCF going to the second rounds.
Big step for you.
Yeah.
I have the same.
I think I'll take Duke to the Sweet 16. Okay.
Don't think too far. I mean, UCF, eh?
Yeah.
Ben will probably take UCF over Duke. That's his favorite school.
I'll take Duke to the second round. Anyways, keep going. Chad Kelly, good for him, avoiding jail time.
Yeah, he's going to have to
do. How mad do you think Chad Kelly had his spot taken on the Memphis AAF team by Johnny Manziel?
Well.
Like Chad Kelly, you know, Mississippi. I don't know if he's a Mississippi boy or whatever, but I mean, he played ball in Mississippi. I mean, he played community college ball in Mississippi right?
He was at East Mississippi and then Ole Miss.
How mad do you think he was that Johnny Manziel took a spot in the AAF?
I don't know, but that when you said Mississippi boy, it made me think of that stupid country song by that girl, Mississippi girl or whatever. Made me think of that.
I'm not familiar with that song.
I don't know. Chad Kelly only got 50 hours of community service.
All right. Good for him. I mean, he lost his job in the NFL. So, I mean, you have to take that into account too, right?
Yeah. The Mississippi girl don't change her ways. I think it was Faith
Hill. Because a Mississippi woman don't change her ways.
Yeah, it's Faith Hill.
Okay.
It's an awful song.
If it's Faith Hill, I don't imagine it's very new.
I didn't say it was new.
Okay.
The Lions are hosting Manti Te'o.
Okay. That's cool.
Clay Matthews to the Rams on a 2-year deal.
So Manti Te'o is leaving the Saints, I guess. Clay Matthews is not any good anymore, right? Like, I mean, he's average at this point. I'm surprised to see people call him like a top free agent. Like I didn't even realize Clay Matthews was a free agent, and I don't think the Packers really cared that he left.
At outside linebacker, he's essentially washed up. Like if you moved him to the inside where he doesn't have to be as fast and like can kind of just be like a bruiser for like the run game,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd probably be pretty successful. But other than that, like he's not the outside rusher he used to be.
I mean, last year, he was always in the conversation because of the whole roughing the passer thing the first couple of weeks. So at least he was getting to the quarterback a little bit, right? I mean, I guess. You think LSU goes down in round one?
To Yale?
Got a lot of questions right now.
I got him advancing one round. Okay. Belmont will knock him out in the second round.
That's the problem. It's like
picking Belmont to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, they never win in the tournament.
They just did. See, that's the thing, though, about picking LSU to lose is you got to pick either Belmont or Maryland. To the Sweet 16.
That's a whole thing. I think this is the point where I got stressed yesterday.
It's a real struggle, isn't it?
I think it's the point where I got really stressed yesterday. I'm trying to fill out my bracket so that we can talk about it.
Well, you're coming along, it sounds like.
I'm getting there.
Vontaze Burfict to the Raiders.
That seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Him and Antonio Brown being on the same team seems like a Antonio Brown seems weird, though, right? I mean, don't they have beef? Didn't Burfict try to kill Antonio Brown?
Yeah, he did.
A couple times?
Yeah.
It's weird that John Gruden wants Burfict, but okay. It seems like just a weird signing.
That's a Gruden thing.
I don't know how good he is anymore, and he just seems like he brings a lot of headache, but okay.
Interesting story here coming from the BBC.
Well, I found this interesting.
Found this interesting from BBC. People do not become adults until their 30s, a new study says.
Yes!
According to scientists.
Let's go!
People do not become fully adult until they're in their 30s, according to brain scientists in the UK.
So we mean just like emotionally and emotionally, like your brain doesn't develop fully until you're 30?
Well, scientists who study the brain and nervous system say the age at which you become an adult is different for everyone.
Sure.
But research is suggesting people aged 18 are still going through changes in the brain, which
sure.
can affect behavior
obviously.
And make them more likely to develop mental health disorders.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Professor Peter Jones from Cambridge says what we're really saying is that to have a definition of when you move from childhood to adulthood looks increasingly absurd. It's a much more nuanced transition that takes place over 3 decades. He added, systems like the education system, the health system, and the legal system make it convenient for themselves by having definitions. But he said a lot of times it's not until you're 30 years old that the brain, that you're fully there in adulthood.
I didn't realize Virginia Tech was in the same region as Duke.
Professor Jones is
really
one of them.
Tough for them to make the Final Four.
Yeah, that's why when you said that at first, I thought, no way.
I'm already feel kind of pot committed now. Already
go
feel
for
kind
it.
Of, already feel kind of pot committed to Virginia Tech in the Final Four.
I'm sure Virginia Tech will stop Zion. Yeah, they did it once. No, they didn't. He wasn't playing.
No.
But they beat him once.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
I do have buzz. I think that's the point I got stressed at yesterday when I realized that. I think that's when I shut it off. I was like, damn it. Well, that's good. Got another year before I become an adult, so that's fun. All right.
PJ Washington apparently has an injury. Have you seen this?
Yeah, he says he's in a walking boot, right?
Yeah, he's been in a boot since Sunday for precautionary reasons. Did we rough him up a bit?
Maybe that's why he couldn't score on Lamonte Turner with the game on the line.
Yeah. Well, that could affect Kentucky in the tournament. Kentucky, second round, they got to play that Wofford team. Most likely.
That's going to be a popular upset pick.
Not for me. I got Kentucky going pretty good ways. I've actually got us as a maybe rematch. Have you thought about that?
We're not talking your Final Four yet. I just told you to tease it. Quit trying to sneak in your Final Four talk. Because the only place we could rematch them is in the Final Four. Stop it.
Not talking about it. I'm just asking. I mean,
a little bit at a time.
It'd be a thing,
I'm trying to get you going a little bit. Give me a couple of your picks. I don't need your Final Four just yet.
Sansa Stark was at the Rangers game last night.
Looking like a queen.
I don't know about a queen, but
looking like a queen.
She was getting after it though. Did you hear how loud the arena got for her, too?
They love her.
How much do people love Game of Thrones?
They love Sansa.
They love Game of Thrones.
On the rewatch, my love of Sansa has grown even deeper.
They love Game of Thrones. If that had been Arya, she'd get an even bigger reception, probably.
It would.
Cersei would probably get booed.
She would. She would, but you know who's not out there at the hockey games among the people?
Cersei
and Dany. And Jon Snow. None of them are out there with the people.
Sansa's
out there
weird.
With the people.
So weird. I hope she dies early in season 8.
If she does, it'll be trying to save the people. Doing the tough things.
I don't know why you love her so much.
If you go back and watch the show, this whole thing
like
kind of ends without her.
She's like the least appealing Stark.
You got your overrated, underrated topics ready? No. Rickon is by far.
Well, yeah.
Rickon, the poor Rickon barely got any lines.
Well, yeah, Rickon, but nobody cares
about
him.
His parents, when they signed there, was probably like, oh, nice, you get to be a Stark. This is important. Wait, you're not the weird kid with the tree. You're not the weird three-eyed raven who's always going doing stuff. You're not the little girl who's out doing a lot of cool things. You're not the redhead who's saving the day, and you're not the bastard child who gets a little bit overrated.
You're just
the other one. We don't have to say what happens. People get mad when we say that, but pretty insignificant.
I mean, people forget that Rickon even exists.
I know. You're not Rob either. I don't know what part you're at and if you're watching it, but you're not Rob either. Overrated, underrated next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Remember when you opened your first checking account?
I do.
Remember when you got your first debit card?
I do.
Remember when you bought your first house?
We do.
For 85 years, Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union has been helping members with the special moments in their lives.
We're members, and we remember.
Moving together through life, upward and forward. Learn more at tbacreditunion.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender. Tennessee properties only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right. You guys ready for Overrated Underrated?
I am.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick things off with Going Commando.
With clothes on, completely overrated. I hate it. I feel disgusting. I feel so gross. I feel so sweaty. I feel so stinky. No, it's not comfortable. It's no good. No good at all. Sleeping at night, sure. During the day, walking around, that is the grossest thing a person can do, especially a guy. No, absolutely overrated.
This may surprise a lot of people, but I actually kind of enjoy it.
Oh no.
There's a lot of times I'm not wearing underwear and you guys don't even know about
Who sent this in?
It's an enjoyable feeling. You ever be walking through, like, down a sidewalk on a busy city street, just you in some gym shorts and you got a breeze blowing?
Spencer
and
Smith.
I'm free.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. What's bad about it?
The sweat.
The sweat's going to be there regardless.
No.
You're sweatier if you're wearing tight underwear.
Not true.
Are you a boxers guy?
I'm a boxer briefs guy.
If you're a boxers guy, you can't say you don't like going commando.
I like to be held.
You like a good package, a tucked package? Over the years, I've gone from boxers to boxer briefs as well. But anybody who's just a regular boxer guy, if you're a boxer guy, you can't say you don't like it because it's the same feeling, essentially. The boxers, there's really no reason for the boxers. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a good free feeling. That's why they call it what they call it.
Unlimited data.
I have unlimited data. I got to go underrated. Because I only use probably 3 gigs these days, but I refuse to give up my unlimited data just because it's nice not ever having to worry about it. When I lived on the farm, I didn't have Wi-Fi. I didn't have the internet. Everything I had to do had to be on my phone. Every time I'd get that, well, you've used 50% of your data already. But damn it, I'm only eight days into the cycle. Oh, no. Very stressful. Terrible feeling. Even if I don't use the data, it's nice to go to restaurants, just be scrolling on my phone without worrying that I'm wasting anything, that I'm going over. It's like insurance. You may not use it. You may be wasting money on it, but it's nice to not have to worry about, well, if I get in a car wreck, I'm going to lose my car. No, insurance has got you. That's how I feel about unlimited data. And if you have unlimited, I mean, you can just hotspot wherever you want. The world is your oyster if you have unlimited data. Yeah, they might throttle it once you get over 20. That's fine. I'm going to drain every last cent I can out of your throttle. Just give me the internet. I need to use it more. I need to turn off, disconnect from the Wi-Fi here. I don't need it. I'm not a plebeian. I have unlimited data.
Use it more.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like I said, I only use like 3 gigs.
You're on the internet more than any guy I know.
I know, but now everywhere I live, I got Wi-Fi everywhere I'm at. I got Wi-Fi here, Wi-Fi at the house. Like, I don't need unlimited data anymore, but I won't give it up. I refuse to give it up.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I got to go overrated simply because of the fact that you got Wi-Fi everywhere now. Why pay for the unlimited when you can just hook up to the Wi-Fi everywhere you go? Like you said, at home or
here. What the hell
is happening
to this bracket?
Where do you not have unlimited data? You know what I mean?
On the farm is pretty much it.
Well, the farm, sure.
That was awful. I had to.
Well, you had to there. And I guess everybody's in a different situation. But if you're just at home and at work, chances are you got Wi-Fi everywhere.
Not if you're somebody who's on the road a lot.
Depends on where you're working, sure.
Right. I mean, if you're someone who works out and about, works in the fields, works on construction, works driving around, I mean, they don't have Wi-Fi in cars.
If you work in an office, if you work in an office, you got Wi-Fi.
But if you work in an office, not everyone works in an office like us, Cody.
I know that. I mean, there's people who are really working.
Right, but I'm saying if you're on their Wi-Fi, they could track what you're looking at. They can block certain websites. If you have unlimited Wi-Fi, you don't need to hook to their Wi-Fi. You don't need to hook to their network, and you can still search whatever you want to on there without the man knowing.
Well, I guess that's one of the perks of it. Sure,
you can stream your music all day because some offices, you know, ban those websites.
They ban streaming music?
Yeah, some. They don't want you distracted.
Kind of an awful office would that be to work in?
One that they want you focused and working.
Wouldn't get me working there. Probably because they wouldn't hire me.
Probably.
Facebook.
I would like to do what I usually do and try to argue against a popular feeling.
So now you admit to it.
Like Nickelback's overrated. Ha ha ha. No, Nickelback is actually okay.
Yeah.
But I hate Facebook so much. I do nothing on there. Nothing at all. I have no use for it. It's completely worthless to me. It's overrated. I don't even know how it's rated anymore, but I hate Facebook.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's stupid. There's no answer besides overrated.
I get birthday notifications once a year and invited to parties every now and then. That's it.
Otherwise, you're reading about people.
I don't feel like I post my podcast on there and get listens, though.
No, you don't.
Like I'm saying, like any of those links I put on there, I don't feel like there's any clicks on there. Maybe with you guys, not me. I feel like it's completely useless. Once a year, I'll get Facebook happy birthday notifications, and everything else is just getting invited to like somebody's page.
It's completely worthless.
Like my page. Like my page. Help me get a like. Just leave me alone. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I'm going to probably delete mine before my birthday rolls around, simply because I don't want people on Facebook telling me happy birthday. I don't want it.
I think you can just make it where nobody
can. I don't like anybody on there.
I think you can just make it where nobody can write on your wall.
I'd rather just delete it. It sucks. Is there a good reason you still have yours? Because I know a lot of people have just deleted it.
A good reason?
Yeah. I mean, I think most of us have older family members who probably have it, and it's a good way to keep up with them. But really, it's not if you talk to them, and it's better for them to keep up with you. But if you don't post, they're not keeping up with anything. So you might as well just delete it.
I don't really know if there is a good reason why I still have one.
I don't think there is.
Who do you like in Kansas Northeastern?
Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Northeastern.
Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Not avocado.
Every 13 versus 4.
Avocado.
Bovada?
Avocados.
Oh.
I love avocados. Underrated.
We've done this, haven't we?
They're yummy. I'll do it again. Avocados are scrumdiliumptious. I love them.
I know you love
them. We've been doing
the
show for 2 years.
You throw some avocados on an egg sandwich, I'm in heaven. You throw some avocados on a chicken sandwich, I'm in heaven. Yeah, I love it.
Ben's just said, we've been doing this for 2 years. We're just going to start recycling.
We might have some overlap every once in a while.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay. Although, are avocados, can they be underrated just because I like them? Let me think this through, though. Because, I mean, the whole joke about millennials is that they love avocados, and you get the stories that, hey, millennials can't buy houses because they're buying too many avocados. If you have an avocado addiction like that, maybe it's overrated because you should be buying houses instead of buying avocados. I never really understood how, you know, the purchase of, you know, a 89-cent
avocado
fruit, an 89-cent fruit.
It's a fruit.
An 89-cent fruit is keeping you from buying a house. But, hey, I mean, if it's preventing you from achieving your goals, I guess it has to be overrated.
An avocado is basically a peach that got disgusting somehow.
Just got gushy?
Yeah.
It is mushy. Usually I don't like the texture of what avocado is, but I like the taste a lot.
It's got to be in the same family as the peach, right? With the big seed in the middle?
Can you have just all one seeds coming out to the final four? I mean,
see, now that's the thing me and my friends were talking about yesterday.
Do you feel such a loser for doing that?
Yeah, you do. But you see a lot of these experts now that have all ones and twos in the Elite Eight, and it seems like this year more than others, could be one of those chalk type years. Like, seems like the threes and the fours are kind of weak.
I mean, we've said all year there's a clear eight teams.
Just, it really feels that way.
I'm getting stressed out again looking at my bracket.
Flea
you know
markets.
It's not going to be that way, though. You know Florida State's going to be that
way. You got to have something that makes people go, whoa!
I go avocados overrated.
Flea markets.
Is there even a point of filling out your bracket if you're just going ones and twos?
It depends on what everybody else does.
I don't know, yeah.
This is going to go all ones and twos.
I don't know if like there's a respect the game kind of situation
here. I don't have all ones and twos.
In Florida State.
Running out of time.
Pick that. That's got to be one of the upset.
I'm not picking Florida State.
I mean, Gonzaga's getting knocked out of there, though.
Technically already 2 minutes behind.
Not by Florida State.
No, by Syracuse. The Florida State team's a veteran team. Elite eight last year.
Still, I just feel like Leonard Hamilton's going to let you down.
One more overrated, underrated topic.
There's one thing Leonard Hamilton will do, it's let you down in the tournament. They just made the Elite Eight last year, though, huh? I guess maybe he's shaking that a little bit.
Supposedly you know what Hamilton rhymes with? Hammer down.
I don't think that rhymes. It
no,
has
but
ham
it's,
in
it's,
it.
It's one of the same things.
It flows a little okay.
Yeah, hammer down.
Huh.
What's going on here?
What's next?
I forgot Florida State had an Elite Eight appearance last year. Maybe Leonard Hamilton is shaking that lack of confidence I have in him.
Supposedly Cody's favorite segment. Down the drain.
What's next, Ben?
I hate filling out brackets.
Flea markets.
Flea markets, I never thought I'd say it, but I think they're kind of underrated. I think flea markets are underrated. If you need a good end table or a bookcase or just, you know, something that you don't really think you need, but you kind of do need it, and then you remember it, like you go into a flea market and you can find things for cheap. It's kind of like a big yard sale, you know?
My bracket looks so stupid.
What's better, the flea market or the antique store? Got to be the flea market because more variety, right?
I think the antique store is a little more expensive too, right?
I refuse to
probably.
You guys my picks
probably
because
so.
I don't want you guys copying my picks. But
I mean, nobody's going to copy your picks.
Yeah, they might. They might.
I certainly won't. I've already turned my brackets in. Signed, sealed, delivered.
You can update them until tip.
There's nothing you could tell me about your bracket that would make me change mine, I don't think.
I guarantee you can't even beat my championship or pick my championship game.
Flea markets are underrated. You can find some hidden goodies there. My nephew goes to the flea market like every weekend looking for wrestlers, and he always comes back with some really big steals. Just comes back, and he'll find some limited edition wrestlers from back in the day. And I'm like, whoa, you got that there? He's like, yeah, $8. Only paid $8 for it. I'm like, wow, okay. End tables, cool. T-shirts, hats. You can find some hidden treasures there. Flea markets, underrated.
That's actually pretty amazing that he does that because I used to do the same thing like
I know, Tom
15
is a,
years ago.
We did too, him and my brother. Tom's a flat circle.
It's the same. He still do it. Huh?
He's living the same life as my brother.
That's good to find him cheaper if you can.
He's got a whole scam going. I don't want to incriminate him, but like they got some type of hustle going with these wrestlers. I won't tell it on air because I don't want to incriminate him. I'll tell you, but he's destined for either being a really successful, smart person who can think outside the box or a criminal. One or two. He's either going to get arrested and be a criminal and, you know, a burnout, or he'll be someone who knows how to problem solve and has a lot of street smarts. One of the two.
I've got like a whole huge, I probably got 100 of them, old wrestlers I could bring that I could give to him. I could bring them to you.
Okay, bring them on.
See if he wants any of them, you can give them to him.
I'll be the
coolest
uncle.
I have no use for them, and for some reason, I still have them.
Yeah, bring them on.
For some reason, they're still in my possession.
Bring them on.
I mean, they're back home.
All right.
But I'll get them at some point.
You got any more overrated, underrated, Ben?
I'll bring them to you.
That was all five.
Still didn't get any sports on there. No sports on there at all.
What do you mean?
You didn't give us any sports things.
There was a sports one.
Oh, yeah?
Which one?
Flea market? Avocados?
We talked about wrestling.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I can't tell if this bracket's really good or really sucks. Really stressed out about it. If the idea of buying or selling a home this spring stresses you out, fear not. Our friends at the McKinney team will take care of you. They took care of me. They'll do the same for you. ZillowKnoxville.com, 865-548-8255. 8267 if you would like to get in contact with them, or you can become more familiar with him. Like I said, you can view their listings, get to know them at ZillowKnoxville.com or at Travis Emily McKinney Keller Williams on Facebook. Travis will be out there Friday during the Tennessee game giving away beer, appetizers, gift cards. I don't know what all he's going to have. It'll be like Santa Claus. Come by, watch the game with us, hang out, get to know Travis. And like I said, if you are thinking of buying or selling a home, if you want more information on the housing market, do what I did. Trust the McKinney team with Keller Williams. All right, Cody. I think I've got my bracket filled out.
Nobody cares about your bracket.
I've said I got to set my tiebreaker. One last thing. 145. Save.
All right, what do you got?
I'm not telling you until tomorrow. I'm not telling you until tomorrow. Sorry about it.
Well, you don't get to hear mine either.
I don't want to hear about yours.
I don't want to hear anything.
I don't want to hear about yours, so that's good.
I bet ours are similar.
They're not going to be similar.
You got all one seeds, don't you?
I don't.
You got Duke, UNC, Gonzaga.
Don't worry about who I got.
And the other one, Virginia?
Updating our Hops and Hollers poll question. Your biggest area of concern for Tennessee as they head to the tournament. 917 votes are in so far. 79% of people say three-point defense. Alex tweets in, teams have been bombing threes on us all season. He says, but he has bigger concerns with running into teams with loads of length and athleticism in the paint. That was an issue last year, and it's still a disadvantage for us this year. I mean,
what about teams that have both?
When it comes to length and athleticism in the post, well, I mean, if you run into both, you're going to be in trouble. But if you are looking at teams that are long and athletic in the post, you probably start with Kentucky. And there is a difference in Grant Williams' production when Reed Travis is on the court and off of it. Even, you know, in Saturday's SEC thriller, he got a lot better once Travis fouled out. If you go back to the Tennessee-Gonzaga game, I would consider Brandon Clark and Hachimura both athletic and long. Those two guys, Clark and Hachimura, combined for 42 points and 17 rebounds. Tennessee's guys combined for 46 points and 18 rebounds. So Tennessee fan, you know, Tennessee held their own against Gonzaga, against that, you know, that lottery front line.
It was really just Admiral, wasn't it?
Admiral had 30, but I mean Grant had 16 and 12. I mean Grant fouled out. Grant, you know, Admiral stole the headlines with his 3-point shooting in the second half. Right. But I mean Grant Williams had 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. I mean, that's a really damn good game.
That's a solid day.
That's a really good game. And in that game, you didn't really have Jordan Bone. Bone went 2 of 13, so Bone wasn't helping you. It really was just your front line, you know, kind of trying to will you to victory. When you just look at Colgate, though, like, I'm not worried about round one. Are you at all worried about round one?
No.
Like, I think Tennessee is going to come out and make a statement offensively. You know, Tennessee's fallen a little bit from second to third in terms of their, you know, the offensive efficiency. And Colgate's half-court defense ranks in the 31st percentile, which means that 69% of teams are better than them in college basketball at defense. And that was as Colgate played a schedule that couldn't crack the top 250. Like, Colgate didn't play any good teams this year is what I'm saying.
Right, right.
And they couldn't play defense against a bunch of bad teams. I think Tennessee is going to be able to name their score tomorrow. Maybe get some positive reinforcement.
Maybe get one of those Long Beach State performances.
I mean, really like a Wright State. I mean, it's the same thing happened against Wright State last year. I mean, Tennessee handled business easily against Wright State. Can't get over D'Angelo Russell getting his 27 fourth quarter points.
Colgate played Syracuse this year. They lost by 19.
I mean, they didn't have a close game against any any top 100 teams.
No, Pittsburgh blew them out. Penn State even beat them pretty badly. South Florida beat them.
Yeah. I'm not worried about Colgate.
There's nothing to worry about with Colgate. Although they did sweep Bucknell. No, they didn't. They lost once to Bucknell.
So I do think Tennessee is going to get in, get some positive reinforcement. Like I said, we'll see what happens against Cincinnati or Iowa. Especially with Cincinnati, you'll get you'll get a tougher defense there, right? You'll get a physical game. You'll get tested. So I think you will be able to flex your offensive muscle Friday. But then, you know, on Sunday, you might be in for more of a defensive battle. But Tennessee's, like, three-point defense, like we said, isn't going to really come into effect on the first weekend, in my opinion.
Colgate has won. You know, they were 14-10. They've won their last 10 games. So they have not lost since February 2nd.
So they're hot.
They are hot. They won 10 straight to get in the tournament.
They're hot. I don't really care, but they're hot.
11 straight. Beat Navy.
I feel so weird at this bracket. Just a bunch of picks. I don't know what I'm talking about. I take it way too seriously. When I lose, I get so mad. I obsess with it once I start.
You just got to just throw out a pick, you know? See what happens.
I'm a proud man.
The only key is to keep your Final Four teams alive. That's the only key. I'd say
the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight's
if you can get six or seven out of eight, I mean, that first, like, round really doesn't matter because it counts for the same amount of points as every other round. As long as you keep your good teams alive, you're going to be fine.
You just count every round the same, 1 point each?
Every round counts the same.
What kind of bracket pools do you do?
I'm just talking about the regular ESPN bracket.
Is that that's not the standard scoring, is it?
Yeah, each round counts for like 640 points.
Oh, each round counts the same. Yeah, well, the games count more.
Yeah. Yeah, the games count more in the later rounds because
there's less games.
The early round counts the same.
So you're saying the rounds count the same. Okay.
Each round is the same amount of
points. They're saying each score, or no. each game's going to say, what kind of bracket are you doing?
Yeah, no.
Because that would make the first round games crucial.
Right.
That's the difference between winning and losing those damn 8-9 matchups.
Right.
That's what I always just stress out, the 8-9, 10-7. That's the difference between winning and losing, in my opinion.
The 8-9, 10-7
games?
Yeah.
Sometimes. If you're trying to win your pool.
Sometimes.
I got my bracket filled out. We'll talk about it tomorrow at 12:30 after it's locked. Oh, you can't steal my picks. Because we're gonna put me versus you head to head on the board, right?
Oh, are we?
Are we not?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a bad look for you.
It's gonna be terrible for you.
People are gonna see it the whole time.
Yeah.
They're gonna see me, all these points, you not as many of these points.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call here on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle at your local package store. If your local package store doesn't have it, say, hey, get it. It's good. It's the best vodka in the whole damn country. That's what they said at the Denver International Taste Competition. Volunteer Vodka. Show your volunteer spirit. Cody McClure, pump the brakes or keep rolling. I would appreciate it if you could go first, please.
Okay, I'll go first. New Jersey man finally overturns. New Jersey man finally returns his library book. Rolling. So you want me to go first and then you roll in my story, huh?
I'm sorry. I know you're doing me a favor, but I just didn't want to hear about it.
Ohio man lashes out at judge.
On his library book.
No. After an Ohio man was sentenced to decades in prison earlier this month, he lashed out in court and the judge was not pleased. Manson Bryant appeared in court March 1st. He was charged with aggravated robbery and kidnapping following an alleged home invasion. Apparently, after expressing remorse for what he did, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison by Judge Eugene Lucci. In a video released Tuesday, It showed that Bryant then began shouting expletives at the judge. F your courtroom, you racist.
Whoa.
You racist.
Whoa.
You racist, A, B. Okay, I think I know what that means. F your courtroom, man, he yelled. 22 F years, you racist, M, F. A lot of different letters scrambled around.
He's
this.
Creative with his cursing.
Turns out he was very upset. He had to be restrained by law enforcement in the court. As a result of his outburst, he 6 years were added to his sentence. So the judge went from 22 to now he gets 28 years.
29 ESPN experts pick their final four. Would you like to know how many have Tennessee in the final four and how many have Tennessee winning the championship?
Yeah, I'll stop.
Is there more funny stuff in your story?
Yeah, the last thing he said was S.
Respect the game. We got 29 ESPN experts picking. Would you like to guess how many have Tennessee winning the national championship?
How many have Tennessee winning? 29 experts? ESPN?
Yeah.
ESPN, 29 experts?
Uh-huh.
Going to go with the four.
Is that your final guess?
Four.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero have Tennessee winning the national championship. However, 10 do have Tennessee making the final four.
10 out of 29, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a third of them.
Mm-hmm.
Think we'll make the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
18 have Virginia. One has Villanova. Getting to the final four.
Villanova's a sneaky pick right there. I don't want to play Villanova.
Well, I don't want to play them either just because they bomb a bunch of threes, but I don't think they're making the final four.
I'd rather play the 3-seed Purdue in that Sweet 16 if I could have, if I could pick one.
I don't think it's going to be Villanova. 15 pick Duke to win the national championship. Does that surprise you that only 15 of 29 pick Duke?
No, because those nerds like to be bold.
15 for Duke, 5 for Gonzaga, 4 Virginia, North Carolina 3, Kentucky 1, Michigan State 1.
They're, oh, that's so stupid. So none for UNC?
3.
Oh.
For North Carolina.
There are only 5 teams legitimately that can win it.
I think there's 6.
4. Duke, UNC, Tennessee, Kentucky. It's going to be one of those 4.
I think you should put Gonzaga and Virginia on that list of
Gonzaga
teams who can win it.
Gonzaga and Virginia have no chance.
I know you're not picking them, but they have a chance.
Not in my opinion.
Gonzaga is really well coached and has 2 top 15 picks. And they got, you know, veterans all across the board. They have every bit of a chance.
Who, Gonzaga?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess St. Mary's does too, huh? I mean, I know it's only one loss, but that's just, I'm not buying it. They got a tough matchup with Boeheim.
Okay. You don't know they're going to play Boeheim for sure, though. They could play Baylor. Could be the matchup.
Like Boeheim might run right over them. Library gets good news after 53 years.
Delete! 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 Delete!
Auburn. Man, this story's old. Auburn dubbed winners of sex tournament by a TV station.
Yeah, no.
No, that's we already knew about all that.
Congratulations, Bruce Pearl.
Another cow on the loose. Okay, here you go. A New York woman sucked into her parents' grave.
Okay, yeah. That's how you get me. Yeah. How you get her, too, I guess.
That's quite a story here. A woman visiting her parents' Long Island burial plot descended into more than despair. She sank hip deep into their grave, a lawsuit has claimed. A real-life horror show here. Joanne Cullen apparently bent down to fix a bow on a wreath by the headstone when a sinkhole formed and began to, quote, swallow her up, according to court papers. It caused her to fall forward. Oh, apparently she smashed her head on the tombstone and cracked a tooth, her lawyer said. These lawyers are so creative, aren't they? Think she really cracked a tooth on the headstone? Yeah, she might have. She then tried to bounce back, and apparently she began sinking into the ground and grabbed the sides of the tombstone, literally being pulled down into her parents' grave. That would be creepy, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
I mean, apparently it was just loose ground, and it was just like a sinkhole, but you'd be freaked out, I think, wouldn't you?
You would.
I mean, I certainly would. And it is a big headstone, I think it looks like. So she probably really did crack her tooth. I shouldn't have taken a shot at her there.
Lakers pool of potential coaches next year gets one shorter. Did my headphones, are my headphones not working? Did he?
I don't know. I rolled.
I didn't hear him roll. Did I miss that?
I'm sure he rolled.
We're at the end of the show, I guess.
It's pulled all the way down for the curb, and then I tried to get back, but I didn't have it I didn't have it up for the outro.
I kind of feel like you should put the curb in the folder for the
pumping.
That might work.
Isn't there only so much room?
Yeah, but I mean,
we don't use every single one of them.
Every one of them.
Yeah,
it could be something to consider.
I can do that.
But might help you. Like, I mean,
it is a nice little test to see how fast I can get around.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, your personal test.
And I would have had it had I just pushed up the pot a little bit. 30 seconds.
I gotcha. I mean, I know it's tough. I was just, something to consider as I'm trying to help, solutions. Maybe just put that in the folder. Could save, that weird 6 seconds when you have to try to find it. Sometimes a computer freezes, All right. One more sleep until the tournament starts. I've been a little bit of a curmudgeon, but I do love the tournament. One more sleep till it starts. We'll talk about it tomorrow.